So, no, Dave just told me about the story that he saw on the news the other day.
It's in the paper today, but it was on the telly yesterday, and I was sitting there watching the lunchtime news, and they had this story about this piece of art. I think it's by Lucian Freud, and it's just gone for a massive amount of money, something like £13 million.
Mm.
And the painting is a very fat lady sort of reclining on a sofa.
Oh, yeah, I've
right?
seen
and
it.
I don't
in
know
the nuddy.
In the nuddy, yeah. And it's not attractive, but anyway, for whatever reason, somebody has purchased this for millions and millions of pounds. And on the news, they had Alastair Stewart and Katie Derham, the newsreaders, and they had an interview with the woman who posed for the picture.
Yeah.
And she's obviously a large lady. And as they introduce her, they go, and blah, 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 Sue Tilly is her name, or Fat Sue, as she's known. And that's how they introduced her. And then they have this live link-up with her.
Yeah.
And she goes, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name.
Oh,
and it was brilliant. It was
terrible.
Really great live cringe-worthy telly. I had to rewind it three times on a Sky Plus to see it again.
It was on
would it be ITV?
Yeah.
Is ITV us? Yeah.
What
yeah.
time?
Lunchtime news. So
can
what?
Can you
what?
Find that?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great.
When was it? Was it yesterday or the
it
day
was
before?
Yesterday.
All right. I'll go and find it.
Fat Sue. I'm not called Fat Sue. That's not my name.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
That's not a great start to an interview, is it?
Not
to
really.
Call someone fat to their face.
It got better after that, but yeah.
I'm going to go and find it now.
Chalky Tuesday.
By the way, I've found the embarrassing ITV news clip from yesterday.
Oh, wicked.
It's good, isn't it?
We've got it, yeah. It's fantastic.
Have you got it now?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Do you want to do it now or after the news?
Let's do it now.
Okay, it's about a minute and they are really embarrassed. It's hilarious. Finally, this...
Oh, no, I'm going to save the apprentice stuff for after the news.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Finally, this lunchtime.
Oh, let me set this up. For those people who haven't heard, if you've just woken up, your alarm's just gone off at 8:30 morning. So on the ITV News of the Night, there's a painting which is sold for millions of pounds. It's a painting of a fat, naked woman. And they interviewed the woman that posed for the painting. And somebody obviously informed the newsreader that the model had a lovely little nickname. Mm. Anyway, it turns out that's maybe not true.
Finally, this lunchtime. When a job centre worker posed naked for a life-size painting for renowned artist Lucian Freud, Fat Sue, as she's affectionately known, said he got value for money because there was a lot of flesh.
Well, today an art collector has a lot of flesh for his dollars, even after that canvas sold for top dollars, just over 33 million. That's about 17 million pounds, and that is a record for a living artist.
Sue Tilly, so gloriously painted, now joins us from her home in central London. Sue, thanks ever so much for talking to us. In the words of Roy Castle, you're a record breaker, Sue. How does that feel?
Pardon? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You're a record breaker, Sue. Does it feel rather exciting to have been part of this extraordinary art world event?
Yes, it's rather nice, but I'm not really happy when you call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me that, thank you.
Well, I absolutely apologise unreservedly. We thought it was an affectionate nickname given by you, but if not, then absolutely you're right to pick us up.
It was great. That's why I had to rewind it three times for that cringeworthy
that's
event.
Comfortable, isn't it? I love stuff like that. Fat
That's
Sue.
Not my name.
Every time something like that happens, I always think it's a work experience person on their last day.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she calls herself Fat Sue. Yeah. All right. Nice working with you. See ya.
It's just someone messing with the auto cue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fat Sue. Fat Sue. Mm. The auto cue person's last day. They never spoke to me. They never said hello. They never said thank you. I'll show them. on the line now is Fatty Fatty Bum Bum Sue. Hello, Sue.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me Fatty Fatty Bum Bum, because that's not my name.
But you do look well.
Mm. And
very
nice.
Well.
She did, yeah. She did incredibly well, didn't she?
She's like, wow, isn't she? Digital.
FM. Online. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you also have the clip again of Fat Sue? I want to hear that. That's funny.
Yeah, do you want the whole thing?
Why not?
Finally, this lunchtime. When a job centre worker posed naked for a life-size painting for renowned artist Lucian Freud, Fat Sue, as she's affectionately known, said he got value for money because there was a lot of flesh.
Well, today an art collector has a lot of flesh for his...
Sorry. I thought you wanted me to stop.
No!
I'm sorry.
Your attention, you div.
Sorry.
Dollars. Even after that canvas sold for top dollars, just over 33 million, that's about 17 million pounds, and that is a record for a living artist.
Sue Tilley, so gloriously painted, now joins us from her home
Fat
in
Sue.
London. Sue, thanks ever so much for talking to us. In the words of Roy Castle, you're a record breaker, Sue. How does that feel?
Pardon, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You're a record breaker, Sue. Does it feel rather exciting to have been part of this extraordinary art world event?
Yes, it's rather nice, but I'm not really happy when you call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me that, thank
just
you.
Just go back a little bit, I like it. And I wanted to stop it when she says name.
Okay.
Okay?
It's rather nice, but I'm not really happy when you call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name.
They call me Help!
They call me Fat Sue!
They call me Her!
They call me Blobby!
That's not my name! That's not my name!
Brilliant!
That's not my name! That's not my name!
They call me Chubby! They call me Big Boobs! They call me Muncher! Oh, Blobby Muncher!
That's not my name! That's not my...
Is that cake? Is that cake spell?
That's not my name! That's not my name!
Is that the Chin Chins?
Can you clip that?
Yeah. Not here, but I can do it... out there.
Did you do that for me?
Yeah.
When you call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name.
They call me Help. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jay. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Brilliant. Oh, I like that. We're not laughing at you, by the way, Sue. We're laughing at the scenario.
Yeah, it's the story that's funny, not the woman.
Yeah.
And how good that the newsreader, whose name I've forgotten, turns into Alan Partridge. as he might say, as Roy Castle might say, you're a record breaker!
That's Katie Derham.
I beg your pardon? No, I'm just saying, that's... Sorry.
I like
play the intro bit to her interview again. It's for, not the whole thing, but just...
Okay, hang on a sec.
Finally, this lunchtime. When a job centre worker... How does that feel? Now joins us from her home in central London. Sue, thanks ever so much for talking to us. In the words of Roy Castle, you're a record breaker, Sue.
Uh-huh!
How does that feel?
Pardon, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Brilliant. Keep going.
You're a record breaker, Sue. Does it feel rather exciting to have been part of this extraordinary art world event?
Yes, it's rather nice, but I'm not really happy when you call me Fat Sue, because that's not my name.
They call me Help.
They call me Chunky. They call me Fatty. They call me Blubber. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
They call me Umper. The Umper Lumper. Like a Dumper Trump. Dumper Lumper.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Appreciate it.
Umper, lumper, lumper.
Stick it up your jumper.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I don't know where that came from.
Anyway, that's the news dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Umper, the Trucky Dumper, the Spicy Lumper. I don't know where that spicy came from. Yeah. Spicy Lumper? Well, why not? It's 8:41 on Radio 1. Many people saying that they enjoyed the I'm Not My Name by the Chin Chins. All about Fat Sue, who's not Fat Sue. She's just called Sue. It's just a girl named Sue.
And she'd appreciate it if you don't call her Fat Sue.
That's right. Although we have had one text message, which comes from Paul in Wiltshire.
You gonna...
What?
You gonna read that out?
Yeah. Fat Sue, deal with it. Why do fat people get upset when people call them fat? If they were skinny or pretty or muscular and people described them as that, they wouldn't moan. If these fatties stopped living in denial, they might do something about it, rather than cost the taxpayer millions in healthcare. From Paul, Wiltshire. Well, thanks very much, Paul. And you can hear more comments from Paul, as he's a host of The Surgery this week with Kelly Osborne, taking your calls. Bloody hell.
We'd just like to point out that
I love how Paul goes, why do fat people get upset when people call them fat? If they were, like, good-looking or muscular and people call them that, they wouldn't be upset.
Paul's opinions are not necessarily representative of this show or the BBC as a whole.
Why do fat people get upset when you call them fat? Well, take a wild stab in the dark. Maybe they don't want to be fat. Well, they should do something about it. They should get off their arse. That's the problem, Paul. They can't. Chris, I nearly crashed my van. That was very funny, says Neil in Portsmouth. Same from Liz in Dunstable, although she's in a car, not a van. Marlon in Grinstead says, you guys are so good. I overslept for work. I'm in a bad mood. I tuned into the start of Fat Sue. Then you played The Kooks, which is my favourite song. Bad mood? What bad mood? Do, 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 do. which is a reference to the Kooks,
of course.
And I thought that's very nice of him. Stick the lyrics in.
Yeah, brightening up everyone's day.
Right. We're just working on the Chin Chins record now.
Needs a bit of polishing, doesn't
it? I've written the lyrics for the chorus. All we're waiting on now is Dominic and Rachel to get me a 1.5 second piece of audio. But guess what? They can't do it. So, sorry about the lack.
We'll hold.
I've got it.
Yeah, but I need it. It's no good you having it, because I need to play it, because, no offence, your timing is rubbish.
I've emailed it to Rachel, right. So she has it on an email.
But you've got it there?
I've got it here, yeah.
So have you got the intro and then just a clip?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to practice?
Yes. Which bit would you like first?
Just the That's Not My Name.
Okay, here we go, you ready?
Yeah.
That's Not My Name.
Okay, hang on a sec.
That's Not My Name.
Now, how quick can you be on that? Can
really
you
quick.
Okay, here we go.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jay.
That's Not My Name.
Oh, I see. You got to do it quick again.
Yeah, that's,
I see. I have to re-cue it, see? That's,
well,
let's have another
it.
Go.
All right, here we go.
They call me Hat. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jay.
That's Not My Name.
Name.
That's Not My Name.
Name.
That's Not My Name.
Name.
That's Not My Name.
Name. They call me Quiet. Yeah.
Almost.
I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa. Always the same.
That's Not My Name.
Name.
That's Not My Name.
Name.
That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name.
I've got it now.
Okay.
That's Not My Name.
Oh, brilliant. I love it.
This is a good fun game, isn't it?
This gets funnier and funnier. Apparently she's on BBC Breakfast now.
Is it?
Who she is?
Oh, God, they call her Lard Ass.
That would be hilarious.
No, I don't, obviously. That's a joke. But
why would anybody want to buy that picture for £13 million, unless they were going to put it on their fridge?
17!
17 million pounds.
17 million pounds.
It's ridiculous. I mean, art's just daft, isn't it?
Mm. Sue, thanks ever so much for talking to us. In the words of Roy Castle, you're a record breaker, Sue. How does that feel?
Pardon? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
They call me...
Fat.
They call me...
Chubby.
They call me...
Big.
They call me...
Sue.
That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name.
They call me Dumper. The Umper Lumper. Kiddy Muncher or Fatty Sue.
That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name. That's Not My Name.
I love that.
That turned out nice again, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fat Sue mix.
She's famous.
Yeah.
That is a massive faux pas. Anyway, well done to everybody involved.
And thank you to the Lunchtime News.
Yeah.
Thanks for brightening up not only Dave's lunchtime yesterday, but the whole nation's morning today. They're a class act, those two, aren't they? Is that London News, though?
That must be London News, yes. Alistair Stewart and Katie Derham.